After the Battle of Lexington and Concord, Massachusetts, in April 1775, committees of safety made up of property owners around North Carolina began issuing resolutions of support for the Northern Patriots. At a tavern here or nearby, local men signed a document written in Wilmington on Tuesday, June 20, by local political leader and later militia officer Robert Rowan. It is unclear why he wrote it there. However, the text was mostly lifted from a June resolution by the South Carolina Provincial Congress. Officially named the Cumberland Association, the document mentions the Massachusetts battles and states in part, "We therefore, the subscribers of Cumberland County, holding ourselves bound by that most sacred of all obligations, that duty of all good citizens towards an injured country, and thoroughly convinced that under our distressed circumstances we shall be justified before God and man in resisting force by force, do unite ourselves under every tie of religion and honor and associate as a band in her defense against every foe, hereby solemnly engaging that whenever our continental or provincial councils shall decree it necessary, we will go forth and be ready to sacrifice our lives and fortunes to secure her freedom and safety." Eventually, 55 men sign it. Among them are James Emmett, later the colonel in charge of the Cumberland Militia, or part-time soldiers; James Gee, owner of one of America's early hat factories; men who fought in both the Patriot Militia and regular Continental Army; and two men who joined a Highlander army in support of the British government 6 months later. The agreement has come to be known as the Liberty Point Resolves. Though it did not declare independence, it is believed to be the second oldest mutual defense pact against the royal government in America, after the Mecklenburg Resolves from Charlotte. The monument in the triangle lists the signers. Follow the driving and/or walking instructions before and after a Loyalist army forms, and then go to our next audio clip.